All right, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Pastor. This is the third episode in a row where I've had the same shirt on because we shot these all in the same day. Okay. But a different episode. At the time that this is airing, I will be at the Southern Baptist Convention with my beautiful wife and along with some other church members of ours as we represent Edmonds First Baptist Church at the National Southern Baptist Convention. Now, let me tell you two important things that will be taking place while we are there. So at the time that this airs, it will be happening. One of the major issues that will be discussed will be the issue of the guidepost report, accusations about sexual cover-up by SB churches and the Southern Baptist Executive Committee. So that will be a hot topic of debate. Of course, there's a lot of misinformation. Guidepost made a report, and the thing you have to realize about that guidepost report is there's truth in that report, but there's also fabrication in that report. False accusations without proof in that report. And so hopefully at the Southern Baptist Convention, we, the messengers, are going to be able to debate this from the floor and come up with a solution that will protect survivors and the innocent in the future, but also protect pastors and others from being falsely accused without evidence. And so please be in prayer as we discuss that issue at the Southern Baptist Convention. The second thing that's going to be a major issue is the issue of the abolition of abortion. It's a hot topic right now. There are those who are pro-life who believe that the act of abortion should never be criminalized. Let me clarify. They believe that a doctor should be criminalized for conducting an abortion, but they believe that a woman should never be criminalized. So though there are those, which includes the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, there are those who believe that a woman should have complete immunity when it comes to the act of abortion. They believe that doctors should be criminalized, but women should have immunity. So if they want to have an abortion and carry it out in their home, if they want to self-manage their own abortions, then or take pills to burn their babies in the womb, then they should have the freedom to do that. For the life of me, I can't understand why men and women who claim to be, who believe the Bible, can't see just how unbiblical that is. Then there are those like myself who hold to the immediate abolition of abortion who believe that the act of abortion should be criminalized across the board. In other words, not only should doctors be criminalized for carrying out the act of abortion, but there ought to be criminalization for every act of abortion. That means if a woman chooses to have an abortion, self-manage her abortion at home in the privacy of her own home by taking a pill or whatever other means and burning her baby alive in the womb and then flushing it down the toilet, that ought to be a criminal offense. And it's not about throwing women in prison. It's about protecting every image bearer of God. Every seaman, according to the Bible and the United States Constitution, every human being has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which means born humans and preborn humans. And the only way to protect our preborn neighbors who are created in the image of God is to criminalize every act of abortion. Now, of course, with the exception of the life of the mother and ectopic pregnancies and those different types of things, I don't consider those an abortion. A woman who wants to keep her baby, who wants to have her baby, and every possible means has been taken for her to keep her baby, But yet, at the end of the day, she can't. And the baby has to be taken. That is not an abortion. Okay? So let's be clear about that. I am not talking about that, nor or other abolitionists. What we are talking about is the willful taking of a human life. And it ought to be criminalized across the board. And this will be a topic of debate at the Southern Baptist Convention. Can you believe that? That we're debating such an issue that is clear in Scripture? Anyway, be in prayer. Those are the two hot button issues. And I look forward to reporting back when I get back from the convention on those issues. Until we meet again, serve the King.